This week on Talkin' Central Arizona Sports Replay, a recap of the Bradshaw Mountain football season. Hello everyone, my name is Torrance Dunham and welcome to a weekly podcast catching you up on the latest with Central Arizona sports teams. Part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 podcast network, with summer in full swing, the next couple of shows we'll take a look back at the football and basketball seasons for Prescott High School and Bradshaw Mountain, getting you ready for sports to start again in August. The show is brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give them a call to make sure everything is looking good and you are ready when the temps begin to dip again in the fall months. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Last week was Prescott High School football. Now we move on to Bradshaw Mountain football, as heard in an episode from earlier in Season 1 of Talkin' Central Arizona Sports. The Bears, after a 7-3 record last year and an opening round playoff loss to rival Prescott, entered the new season with question marks after most of their dominant O-line from last season graduated. After a 41-14 opening win against Mika Mountain, the Bears hit a rough patch and dropped three straight as the team dealt with injuries and the defense was still trying to find their identity. The season turned around on October 7th with a 37-8 win against Thunderbird on the road, as they would go on to roll off six more victories in a row, including a win over rival Prescott and the first home playoff win in more than a decade. The Bears' impressive run and the season came to an end on November 25th against the eventual state champion, ALA Gilbert North Eagles, in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs. Junior Gabriel Ricketts led the team with 1,554 rushing yards and 12 touchdowns, establishing himself as one of the best running backs in the 4A conference. Senior Tanner Mitchell led the team with 440 receiving yards and three touchdowns through the air. Senior quarterback Grady Rose completed his time with the Bears, passing for 833 yards this season and throwing six touchdowns. On defense, junior James Giggy led the team with 133 total tackles, while Ricketts topped the team with four sacks. Joining the show now to continue looking back at the Bradshaw Mountain football season is head coach Bob Young. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much. Hey, so a month has gone by since the end of the season. Looking back, what will you remember about this team?
Well, you know, I think just our ability to make improvements as the year went along. You know, we started out 1-3, and, you know, it was looking really grim there for a while, and the guys just kept their nose on the grindstone and kept getting better and better, and to be able to win the region and then, you know, advance in the playoffs was a big deal.
So you guys lost quite a bit of seniors from last year. Speaking of growth, what kind of growth did you see from this team from summer camp all the way up until the playoffs in November?
Yeah, just everything. You know, like you said, we lost pretty much our whole offensive line, most of our linebackers. So, you know, we knew it was going to be a work in progress, and, you know, we had some key seniors, you know, Grady Rose at quarterback, obviously, Malachi Stevenson, you know, Tanner Mitchell, all those seniors that did a great job leading the young guys, and, you know, we had a number of sophomores that had to step up, and every week they got better.
So, pretty memorable season for you guys in there. You have the first home playoff win in quite a while. You have that long winning streak that you guys went on after that rough start that you were mentioning. What were some of your favorite moments during that time span that you can say maybe off the field or on the field?
Obviously off the field, just having some quality time with these guys, you know, being able to watch these guys grow up, you know, not only as a team, but, you know, individually, like you said, that 7-game winning streak, I think, you know, beating Prescott, that was a big deal. I think that kind of set the whole thing, you know, once we did that, you know, we thought we could run the table and win the rest of our games in our region, because we knew they were obviously the team to beat, and, you know, beat Northwest Christian at home in the playoffs, that was a big deal. So, you know, those were probably the main highlights.
You know, as we've mentioned, there were some questions of what this team would be able to do this year, having lost a good amount of those seniors, the offensive line. But as we've mentioned, the team not only captured the region title again, but also won a home playoff game for the first time in more than a decade. How proud of you of the group and all they accomplished this year?
Oh, just extremely of, you know, the whole program, you know, the players, the assistant coaches, everybody involved, just, you know, being able to go back to back again. Our region is really strong. Obviously Prescott, you know, for the last 2 years, they've made it to quarterfinals. You know, being able to beat them is a big deal. Coconino's been really strong. Lee Williams, I mean, just, you know, getting through that gauntlet, you know, and being able to win it 2 years in a row is a big deal.
We've talked about this a little bit already. 9 seniors suited up in the black and red for the last time this season. What was it like coaching that group through the years?
Well, you know, when I first got to Bradshaw, they were sophomores. So, you know, I got to see, you know, 3/4 of their career. And, you know, they were a group that had to deal with the COVID year. And, I mean, there was a lot of hardships for these guys. And just, you know, to see their growth from, you know, their sophomore year through, like I said, they've grown up a whole lot, and they just displayed a whole lot of leadership. And, you know, they're part of a group that they were back-to-back region champs, beat Prescott twice. So, you know, they're going to have a great legacy moving forward.
So next year's team won't have to deal with some of the growth that this one did. Obviously, only 9 seniors leaving. A majority of the team that pulled off this awesome run is coming back next season. What kind of growth do you expect to see from this team, having won a region championship and won a playoff game? What's the next step?
Well, and that is just take the next step, being able to go further in the playoffs next year. You know, now that we've been there, and, you know, we had to face the 2 teams that played for the state championship. We know, you know, what it's going to take to get to that point. And that's, you know, that was our message to them, you know, that Monday after we lost to ALA. It was okay. Now we got to get to work and take that next step. And so, you know, the guys are in the weight room. They've got to get stronger. They've got to get faster. And you know, that's what it's going to take. And so we've already started working on that.
I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talkin' Central Arizona Sports Replay, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week for a recap of Bradshaw Mountain Basketball.